Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's a problem with birthdays. We're celebrating the birthday of the Christian church, over 2,000 years old, and we're celebrating the birthday of this church, 160 years. There's a problem with birthdays. Now, not when you're younger, because every birthday you're looking forward, but after the years pile on, and we heap up birthdays one year after the other, something happens to us. There are some that actually refuse to mark the day, thinking that that will stop time from marching on. There's others that look back with nostalgia, and I find myself in that category. We look back on the past, and it looks so much better than the future. There is a danger when we are celebrating an anniversary of this sort, and when we're celebrating years piled on to years, because there's a tendency to look back. I can understand the poignancy and the sorrow of the people who were gathered with Jesus because all their days were abruptly about to end. Jesus is in a room with his disciples, and although they keep telling him not to speak about his death, they know it's coming. They can feel it in their bones. There's a sense of foreboding. In this passage of scripture that we read, in that whole setting, Jesus at one point in this passage says, "My soul is sorrowful, even to death." This is not a happy time. And all the glory days that they've experienced are done. And I can just imagine how they're looking back. They're looking back on the thousands of people that Jesus spoke to. They're looking back on the wonderful miracles of God. But right now, they're in danger. The authorities are closing in, and Jesus says he's going to die. And so Philip asks him a question, and I can understand his desire. He says, "Jesus, show us the Father." He was asking for a glimpse of the infinite. He was asking for a glimpse of the power of God. If they could only see God, even if it was for a few seconds, it would hold them for eternity. So I could understand his request. Philip said, "Please show us the Father." And Jesus said to him, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And he said, "If you don't believe me, at least look back at the work. Look back at all that you've seen over the past few years, and you will see the Father." And I believe that that's the first thing we need to do when birthdays pile up, is to look back with a different perspective. Not a perspective of those were the good old days, but a perspective of where the hand of God has been seen in our lives. I think of the work of God. When this church was on the seashore, and God gave the engineering ability to roll this sanctuary up with logs to where it is today. I think about the people who came here on the shores and thought that this was going to be a wonderfully abundant, fertile place and didn't realize that a few inches below the soil was solid rock. And those first few winters, they almost died here. And yet, here we sit today because of the hand of God. I think about the people of those days and how their faithfulness and God's faithfulness brought this to be. When we think about the hand of God in our lives, think about all the places we have been, even in tragedy, we have seen the hand of God. I have had times in my life where I've said, if this thing happens, I will not be able to bear it. And yet, I stand here this day. And yet, you sit here this day. Some of you have been through the fire. Why do we sit? Why do we stand? Why are we here? Because of the faithfulness of Almighty God. Every time we look back, we're to look back with the lens of the Holy Spirit of God and see his faithfulness, see his work, see where we have come from. That's the first key. He said, if you can't believe me for what I'm saying, look back and look at his work. We can all testify to the work of Almighty God. And then he gives an incredible promise to these people. He's a few days away from his execution. And what does he say? After he's going to die, he said, very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these. What he is saying is, your best days are ahead of you. If we believe that the Holy Spirit of God is still at work today, if we believe that the breaths we take are from the Spirit of God, then our best days are ahead of us. Whether we have one day or 100 years, our best days are in front of us. That's the promise of the Spirit of God. And we have seen this in this church. The best days are here and ahead of us. I would think that when Iverson came to these shores, their whole idea was to form a life for themselves, to build a community, and to have a faith community here that generations would enjoy. I don't think they ever thought that this would be a place where people come over the summertime to rest and relax. I wouldn't think that they would think that this was a tourist mecca at the time when they're shoveling rock. And yet, look at this place and look at the opportunity that this current church has that our forebears did not have. I remember one summer here, it was beastly hot in Texas. Texas was experiencing a horrendous heat wave. And week after week, here in this church, people came with a decided twang in their voices and said, we're escaping the heat in Texas. And I thought of the ministry that this group is doing down in Texas. Because whatever was said here, whatever word they got from God here, was traveling back with them. The best days are in front of us. Anytime we take our faith seriously, and we take the words that God has said seriously, our best days are in front of us, whether it's just one day left or 100 years. When I left my last church, I had been there 19 years. Now, there's something wonderful about a long-term pastorate in that everybody believes what you say because you've been there long enough. Either they tune you out or they believe you. But there is a danger with that because then everybody relies on you because you've been there so long that, well, the pastor will take care of it. Now, I had a great gift the last few years of my pastorate there. We were asked to house homeless men. And I knew that our church was like any other church. There was a real hesitancy to let in people that we didn't know. This was in a high crime area of Maryland. And there would have been real concern about this, but I had been there so long that they said, well, if Pastor Dawn thinks it's okay, then we'll do it. I thought, well, that's an endorsement. We had to get a lot of things ready for these gentlemen. And they stayed the first year, and we had a wonderful time, so we were going to do it again, and then I was called out. I really wasn't concerned about that ministry because I knew that the person I left in charge of it was a real go-getter, and she loved the ministry, and she was going to continue to do this particular piece of ministry. And then she died. Young woman died. So I really feared for that ministry, because it was 1 week out of the year, and it meant a lot of people had to gear up and work to house these men. And then I found out this year, the ministry has not closed down. In fact, they're building a shower and a new bathroom for these men, so that when they come in December, they will have an even nicer place to be. Greater works. When I left the church, there was one mission trip that went every year. Now they have two or three. Greater works. When I left the church, we had no camping ministry. Now they have a camping ministry. Greater works. You see, it doesn't depend on one person. It doesn't depend on a visionary. It depends on the Spirit of God. Our best days are yet to come. Greater work is in store for us who love Jesus and who are called by him. The past is a wonderful thing to remember so that we can look back and see what God has done. But the future is even greater when we know that the Spirit of God goes ahead of us. Our best days are yet to come. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the fire of Pentecost, not a historical fact that we look back on and look with nostalgia, but a current reality. And we ask that the flames of the Holy Spirit would be here today. We ask that you would help us to see evidences of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn to hymn number 631, Church Rejoice.